Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Gary Moore back. Gary is the author of The Spirit of Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Also, his new book, Faithful Finances 101. He is a financial advisor, has been doing that for many decades now, and he's one of the guys who talks about ethical investing, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but right now we've got some other things going on. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, wacky radio special effects guy, is that what the FedEx commercial called you, Jim?
Exactly. Yeah, he's talking about one of our commercials. We made him listen to one of the commercials. We put Gary in the timeout chair, and he had to listen to one of our commercials. But
it was great.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks to the FedEx folks for that too. Gary, by the way, folks, Gary is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to '98. And Gary, before we get into this other topic, which we'll do in the next segment, I want to talk about what happened yesterday in Massachusetts. Okay. As most people know by now, the Republican won in a state there are no other Republican. In fact, until today, there were no Republican members of Congress from that state. All representatives, all senators, were Democrat. It's considered to be the most the bluest state in the nation.
Probably so.
Now, the interesting thing is they have a history of electing Republican governors. Mm-hmm. But yesterday they elected Scott Brown, who beat Martha Coakley, to take Ted Kennedy's seat. Now, the irony here, Gary, when you think about it being Ted Kennedy's seat and what Brown will be possibly be able to do to derail the health care reform that's going through right now, the irony is thick enough to cut with a knife, isn't it?
I mean, it's unimaginable that a scenario like that could develop, Jim. The old phrase, fact is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody could write a book of fiction like this.
Nobody. I mean, I talked to a lot of political pundits, and nobody predicted a month ago when Coakley was up 30 points,
yeah,
nobody predicted Brown would beat her.
Yeah, he just came out of nowhere.
Now, what does this say? What, you know, with the New Jersey election, the governor there, Republican, the governor of Virginia is a Republican now. That's just happened this year in the last November, and now this. What is this saying to President Obama and the Democrat leadership?
Well, Jim, let me begin by prefacing that I have a degree in political science, but have become more or less apolitical over the years. I'm a lifelong Republican, you should know that. But I really try to transcend politics in my work in the spiritual communities. But there is no question that the White House would be reeling this morning, I think.
They've got to be, you would think. But if they're surprised by all this, in my opinion, Gary, and see, I'm a member of the Small Business Party. That's the party that I'm devoted to.
I like that.
I'm devoted to, and I'm devoted. I'm not apolitical, because I know I'm trying to convince small business owners that they've got to get involved in the political process. I don't care what party they're joining, as long as they're devoted to the Small Business Party, and I don't care which one they vote for, as long as they're devoted to small business. But if the White House is surprised about this, then it demonstrates to me that they're they really are disconnected from what their job is, and that's to serve the people, not to serve themselves. And the people have been telling them for a long time now, for months now, that some of the stuff that they're focusing on, cap and trade, the union bill, the health care reform, so-called health care reform, that's not high on our agenda.
Well, that's part of what I get at, and I shouldn't have said that I'm apolitical. I should have said I'm trying to be nonpartisan, which
yeah.
is a better term.
Everybody,
especially, I mean, even the Bible teaches that we should, you know, be involved in government and politics, not necessarily in a partisan way, but to be involved because it's important. Romans 13, St. Paul told the guys who were living under Nero, for goodness sakes, to honor and respect government and you know, be involved. But
yeah.
long story short, the White House will spin it as, and then there's some truth to this, Jim, that midterm elections, especially after a president comes into office,
yeah.
such high expectations.
But this is, I got to wrap it up, Gary, but this is a one-year election, not a midterm. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.